Hello and welcome to True Romance. We've decided to do some 15-minute Bachelor catch-up episodes as this season winds down with our Bachelor, Matt James. Is that his name?
That is his name, in fact. Yeah, we just wanted to give you guys some content in between episodes because we know you desperately want it and need it. It's all you think about every single day you wake up. Think, oh, I wish there was more True Romance.
Wish it was Thursday.
So we wanted to just throw you a bone. And the bane is Bachelor reviews for now. It might change to other reality show reviews if I get my way.
If Devin gets her way, we'll be doing a show every day reviewing my 1,000-pound sister.
No. Okay, it's called 1,000-pound Sisters, and I want to start with Sister Wives. You know this.
We watched the episode of Hometowns from last night's Bachelor.
Yeah.
There's a few just core traits for a Bachelor episode. One is that someone gets overwhelmed by the emotion they're feeling for the Bachelor.
Yes.
And Hometowns has a whole new set of rules, and that's when the parents come. First of all, the parents are always acknowledging that when I walked in, I could tell you were really happy. You were smiling. And that's when I knew you were something was happening. You were happy. You seem happy with this person. Look at you. You're smiling. You're happy. And some of the girls are on The Bachelorette. Some of the guys are like, Ma, I've never been so free before in my life.
It's also a common occurrence that the dad will be like, well, how can you be dating more women than my daughter?
We have to talk about one particular girl, and that is Rachel. And we have to talk about her because she fell out of a plane this episode.
Wait, but do you know that? Do you know, like, the backstory controversy that's going on, by the way?
No.
Okay. So there's been a lot of scandals this season. I'm going to catch you up if you don't know what they are. First of all, there was a trash girl named Victoria who was a villain. She was someone from Rock of Love who somehow froze in time and then went to the auditions for Bachelor.
Dreams.
And it makes no sense how ABC, like, she, I don't think ABC is like classy material, but she wasn't even ABC material. Like, she was like TLC.
VH1
material. And she was an actual nightmare. And she was like, these hoes, this whore, like, slut, trash bag slut. And I was like, okay, first of all, thank you. And second of all, goodbye. So she was on and she created this controversy because another girl came on and Victoria's little lackey, who was a woman with serious jaw and mouth problems that can't be defined, said that this new girl was a sex worker, an escort, a high-end escort. And so that caused controversy because it was like, why is The Bachelor shaming sex work? And this woman said she wasn't an escort, but it just created like this toxic conversation that often happens of like, she's a sex worker, like, you know, and whatever. So that happened. Then Rachel, some photos surfaced of Rachel wearing racist costumes. That's the part I know about. There might be something else too, but I know that she was wearing racist costumes, including a costume she wore to an antebellum party, which is like basically a sick thing that I had never heard of before, that I guess like fraternities and sororities have parties that are themed the antebellum South, aka slavery. So she went to a slavery themed party and like dressed up like a slave master's wife or something. That was my...
Wait, I think I did see these pictures. I didn't know this was her because I haven't been watching this season, but I saw Ashley Spivey post about it on Instagram. Okay, that's disturbing. Okay, I'm listening.
But wait, so that's not all. So that was like, could have just been left alone. Could have just been like, that's the racism scandal of The Bachelor. That's so fucked up. Whatever. Chris Harrison did an interview. This is like one of the peak white men we don't need your opinion moments of all time. Chris Harrison did an interview with Rachel Lindsay, who is my favorite bachelorette of all time and the only black, I mean, that was the only black bachelorette of all time until Tayshia. Rachel interviewed Chris on like a podcast or something talking about the antebellum photos. And basically, Chris Harrison was like, I don't think it's racist, or like, that was probably okay at the time, and I can't be the judge, jury, executioner.
That was
like,
okay during the Civil War.
Yeah, like, he was like, I basically, like, it's not a big deal, and I don't think someone's, like, life should be, like, anti-cancel culture, Fox News bullshit. And then he was like, I don't see, like, why this is offensive and all this stuff. He doesn't understand why celebrating slavery would be offensive. So basically, he stepped down, possibly temporarily, but most likely permanently, from The Bachelor, which is like, honestly, I never thought he would be shaken from the throne. Like, I never thought that that would happen, but this brought him down. So basically, we're watching his ghost now host the show, and it's really awkward.
I know what you mean when you said you never thought that he would be shaken from the throne. And that's not because he's at all charismatic, but just the opposite. Like, he right. is so generic
so nothing
that he can look at pure insanity, say, what's going on here? Not add anything into the fray, not detract any attention from the fray, just be a complete human ornament.
Yes.
Yeah, I would truly, the only person's whose opinion I'd want less on this subject matter would be Bret Michaels from Rock of Love.
But I will say that, like, I don't like how Chris Harrison has the teacher who's friends with all the students vibe.
Oh my God. That's so true.
Like, that really creeps me out. And, like, I really don't like that.
Wow, that's a really good point. Okay, also, when Claire Crawley was leaving The Bachelorette and Chris Harrison came to her little suite to confront her, at one point he says, okay, just be sure with me. Don't fuck with me, okay? And I was like, wait, what is he breaking? He was like, okay, just give me the truth. No bullshit, okay? Don't fuck with me.
He glitched. That was for a different show. This isn't Survivor. This is The Bachelor, Chris. Please.
Okay, so that brings me more glee that Rachel straight up fell out of a plane on last night's episode. I've been skydiving before, so I very much know the lingo. She's
really?
In a parachute. She's coming down. All these beautiful, like, wee faces. They're giving thumbs up. They're making heart noises. Then Matt gets down first. Then he's like, oh, look, Rachel. All of a sudden, it's like gravity gave her an extra push. And she ate shit. They must have. I laughed so loudly that I was going to wake someone up in my house.
This might be messed up, but at any time in a reality show, so reality shows obviously always do the, like, coming up next because they want you to stay for the drama. And across all platforms like TLC, Bravo, ABC, Netflix, whatever. Well, Netflix doesn't do it. Don't even get me started. So this might be fucked up, but, like, anytime the coming up next is, like, an injury or, like, some kind of, like, incident like that, I'm like, oh, this is going to be for the comedy, because, like, I just kind of have to laugh when this show that the whole episode has been, like, today's big day, like, falling in love, meeting her parents, and they're, like, coming up next, and it's like, oh, shit, oh, you okay, you okay? It's, like, it's kind of funny. And also, like, the fact that they teased it, like, six times, like, every commercial break, they're like, coming up next, oh, Rachel, is she okay? Is she okay? I was like, Jesus, if something actually did, like, permanently hurt and damage her, then it's fucked up that you're teasing it every commercial break and acting like it's fucking bait. But anyway.
It's so funny, too, because she did just look so, like, she had gone through the ringer, and Matt is like, hey, Rachel, are you okay?
She looked so fucked up. I was like, wait, no, she's not okay.
I thought the medic is walking away. The medic's walking away in the background, and my initial thought was, come back.
I know, she's, like, not ready you for need you to this leave. Moment. She's literally, to her credit, like, she did immediately shoot up for the one-on-one moment. Like, he's like, you okay? And she's like, yeah, no, my back hurts, and I was like, wait, okay, amazing reflexes, because she just was like, my time in the camera.
Oh, she's like, just like my racist antebellum sorority party, I'm gonna puke and rally and be here for the moment.
Exactly, but she had grass all over her hair and, like, dirt all over her face, and her face was really swollen, wasn't it?
It was a mess. I mean,
he then was like, I didn't realize until I saw you falling to the ground from the helicopter, and I thought you died. That's when I realized how much I cared about you. I was like, okay, I would like for someone to just realize they care about me because they like my personality, not being like, oh, I saw you flailing to the ground and thought you might fall to your death, and then I realize I kind of care if you live or die. Like, that's like not that romantic. But also, I think she had a concussion. Like, I want to come forward and say that the rest of the episode, she didn't seem right. Something was off. She seemed like, maybe she's not racist now because the concussion shook her of her racism, but she seemed like a completely different person. And I was like, is this CTE happening before our very eyes? Like, she has fully changed. And I think that this is a case for Will Smith's character in that movie Concussion, where he discovers CTE and tries to get the word out. Right?
Yes. I also love that right before they jump out of the plane to go skydiving, she turns to Matt and says, Matt, if I die, at least I'm dying with you. Which I was like, that's a psychotic thing to say.
That's the thing, is like, she was kind of psycho energy before the fall. This is what I'm saying. Like, she gave me this psycho energy before the fall where I was like, okay, this girl is crazy. She's like, yeah, we're going skydiving. Yeah, get in. We're going skydiving. I was like, okay, you're actually psychotic and like, please leave this man alone. And then after the fall, she's like, hey, yeah, I want you to meet my parents. Like, yeah, I really like him, Mom. And I was like, oh my God.
I'm having trouble staying together.
She literally was like, she could have walked in the room and she's like, who are these people? And he's like, that's your mom. And she's like, oh, I never seen this. Oh, okay.
I don't remember you from before the war. I think also another trope of the Bachelor Bachelorette franchise is that they push all these metaphors so hard for these dumb dates. And it's been even harder in the pandemic, like since they can't even do regular dates. They'll be like, Matt, I want you to know that I'm really falling for you. So you're going to hop out of a plane with me.
Oh my God, yes.
Or, you know, if it was me, I would be like, Matt, I want you to eat your heart out. So we're going to eat pasta in this empty hotel room together.
We like, said pasta at the exact same second. We're like, pasta.
Pasta probably, huh? I also loved his date with Michelle, Miss Young, the teacher.
Okay, Michelle's my favorite.
She's my favorite too. She's my favorite too. So she brings him into this auditorium where all of her students are on Zoom, which I immediately start thinking like parent releases. I'm like, you told all of your students and parents that you were going to be a contestant on The Bachelor and that the students had to prepare questions. And at first it was really cute. Like the students were like, is this your boyfriend? And it was a lot of giggles. But Matt was laughing hysterically at anything the kids asked. And they would ask stuff like, do you like Miss Young? And he would burst into laughter. And my favorite was one kid who said, are you guys going to have babies? Matt bursts into laughter. Oh, my God. And then he straightens up and he's like, yeah, I do want children. I was like, no, we're not having a serious Q&A with these kids, okay? We don't have to be honest with them about everything.
That's so true. He was acting like they were being like such like goofy, quirky kids. And if anything, I felt like robbed of goofy. Like I was like, why aren't they being goofy and quirky? They're just like sitting there asking normal questions. And I don't know what Tyler asked. Tyler was like, yeah, do you like Michelle or something? And he's like, go, Tyler, you're grilling me. Tyler is grilling me. And it's like, wait, what? It's fine. Like this is not goofy. But by the way, Tyler is so cute and I love him.
I also wonder, is it an unspoken rule that you have to say you're in love with this person in the hometowns? Like, I think hometowns is like, and it's so funny in the Bachelor or Bachelorette world, Tayshia did this a lot too. They would be like, I really need you to open up to me this trip.
Right.
Like, I'm really going to need to see. Hannah Brown did it too. Like, I really can't believe that Pete was just so closed off to me this trip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe it's not their inability to open up to you. Right. But it's going to be my new excuse if a guy doesn't say he loves me. I'm going to be like, wow, so it's been, it's our third date. I took you to meet my parents and nothing. Wow. All I'm asking is for you to open up to me and be brave. Risk a little.
Don't you like adventure? That's the other thing, is they're all like, I love adventure. I'm a risk taker. I'm a thrill seeker. I'm a this. So he would probably be like, listen, I'm like a big adventurer. And if you're not ready to come on this adventure with me, then like, I don't know. But yeah, it's interesting to think about in real life. Like, if you were to come and tell me that what you just said, third date, guy took me to meet his parents, and or no, guy insisted that I introduce him to my parents, and then guy said that I was too closed off because I didn't say I loved him after 3 one-on-one dates, I would say, like, he's a serial killer, and a lot of serial killers have CTE, so is he Rachel?
He's a serial killer, and it's Rachel. Also, there, I feel like Jed did this Hannah Brown season, and just all these guys and the girls, they all do the same thing where they just pronounce these incredible physical reactions they have to the person. Like,
yeah,
he walks in the room and it's like, boom, okay? Like, my heart is racing. My pulse is off the charts. Like, Rachel's like, I'm not racist anymore. And Jed... My palms are sweating. I haven't felt like this since I was a kid. And when Jed said he loved Hannah, he was like, ah, God, this is so crazy. I love you. I'm falling in love with you. And Bree in last night's episode, after she like introduces him to her mom, she is then like, oh, I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah. Well, it's weird, too, because you would never say in real life, like, I mean, not never, but I think it's, like, rare in real life to say, like, I think I'm falling in love with you. Like, normally you would just say, I love you now or whatever. But in because on The Bachelor, like, I think they're like, oh, I can't fully say I'm in love with him because that would be a
flat out. I gotta tease it,
too. That would be a flat out lie. So instead, I'm going to say, I'm falling for you. I'm falling in love with your daughter. I'm really falling for your daughter. I was like, Jesus, like, how many falls are these people taking? We got Rachel with CTE. We got every other person on the show is falling in love in this long, dramatic thing. But also, oh, the Rachel reaction thing is I honestly have to commend her control of her body and impulses to have not at least once said something like overtly racist and not just let it fly. Like, I actually hate black people. Like, I want to be with you, but I hate black people.
25 seasons, it looks like.
Like, she wants a career on Bachelor in Paradise or whatever in the next seasons when she can be with, like, Ben H, Ben C, Ben A, Ben blah, blah, blah. But right now, she's just, I guess, doing this for the next step. And I guess it's working.
I also have to say that I looked up Rachel's fall on the internet, like, to watch it again. And the first thing that came up was a Huffington Post article that was like, Rachel, bad fall skydiving. The internet cruelly mocks her. Oh, and I was God. Like, oh, so now it's on me that she fell.
Okay, so we have to take back that I said that she has CTE and is a serial killer. Was that? Oh,
okay, I can't make a podcast about it. Sure.
I can't say on a podcast that she's a serial killer with CTE.
Well, then
okay.
What can I say?
I guess it's like, this is the society we live in where you can't just say whatever you want about people. Wow.
Someone tell Chris. Someone tell Rachel.
Someone tell Chris that it's not okay to just say whatever's on your fucking mind. No, Bree, I think, if I'm not mistaken, was the one who last week said that she quit her job to stay on the show. Like, her company threatened to fire her if she didn't stay on the show, which is another norm of the show where one person will be like, hey, so I just wanted to like let you they always say like, I lost custody
of my kids to be here.
Yeah, and they always say it like, I just want to let you in on like just what's been going on with me, like I might have seemed distant. It's like, no, you don't seem distant. He's talking to 70 people at once. You live in a weird hellhole hotel in the middle of Pennsylvania. Like, he probably didn't notice. But she's like, I just want to let you in on this fact that like my company threatened to fire me if I didn't come off this reality show I'm on. And I decided to actually just stay on the reality show, which to me would be like red flag.
Yeah, you lost your job for a whim to be on TV.
But it's also so much pressure for the person. Like, Matt now is like, oh, cool. So you like have no livelihood now.
Well, she does. It's being on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
She got a better gig.
Sugarberry.
She was like, I was an emergency. I was a nurse at the front lines of the pandemic.
There is someone on a Bravo show.
I just want to let you in on it that I left that to be here with you where I'm most needed.
And he's like, that stinks. That's what he said when Serena broke up with him. He kept this other woman, Serena, who broke up with him this episode. He kept saying, like, that really stinks. That stinks. I was like, what?
Another thing that I would definitely use in a next breakup. You know
that
what?
That stinks.
That stinks and you stinky.
Okay, stinky.
Okay, you're stinky. Stinky. Pew, pew.
Did you do a stinker? Did you do a little stinker?
Wait, to end this episode, I'm going to do a wild tangent. Do you know the sex therapist, Dr. Ruth?
Yeah, I'm not living under a rock over here.
So she tweeted this thing. This is straight from Dr. Ruth Westheimer's account. Did you hear the audio of the wind on Mars? Amazing, right? So if you happen to break wind during sex, queef or regular, don't worry about it. If a planet can do it, it's no big deal if it happens to you. Queef or regular?
I've never heard farts categorized as queef or regular. And now I know what to say next time. I hear a release of air, I'm just going to ask the person closest to me, queef or regular? And it's probably going to be my dog, and he's probably just going to stare at me and say, I don't have genitalia because I'm a dog and you got me neutered.
That she heard the audio of the wind on Mars, and that's where she went currently. And it was really from a point, it's like you're reading it, she really wants to encourage us. Like, amazing, right? Okay. So, if you happen to break wind during sex, queef or regular, don't worry about it.
Okay, listen.
A planet can do it, it's no big deal if it happens to you.
We all know that this message has come 20 to 30 years late because it should have been available to Carrie Bradshaw when she farted in bed with Big and she thought it was like so devastating. Even though it was just regular, it wasn't even queef. It was regular.
And that is our 15-minute catch-up.
We don't have anything to say about the plot or the relationships other than that. So just take it or leave it.
And we're rooting for Miss Young.
Okay, bye.